Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. And joining us now on the line is Olympic gold medalist Lanny Basham. He won the gold in the 76 Olympics in Montreal, and he joins us now. He has authored the book Freedom Flight, The Origins of Mental Power. And Lanny, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning.
Well, we're excited to talk to you because we had a chance to look at the book, and we realized that you are a mental coach for a number of pro athletes, including some PGA Tour players. First of all, I mentioned that you won the gold medal in the 76 Olympics in Montreal for shooting. How did you get involved in that sport? And just give us an idea for your background.
Well, I was the worst player in school. I just couldn't run, throw, or catch. So I wanted to go to the Olympics, and rifle shooting is a sport where you're trying to make the body stop, and I was better at that. So I managed to get the Olympics in 1972, won a silver medal, and had a mental failure in the Olympics. Couldn't take the gold because of a mental game. So I interviewed Olympic gold medalists for a couple of years to find out what they were doing with the mental game, and that's really how the mental management side of my life got all started. And got some good information and was able to win the gold medal with that information the next time out and make sure that it was working.
Lanny, Pat Rooney here. I had a chance to read a couple chapters of your book, Freedom Flight, and really what it's about is your encounter with another gentleman in the armed services and how that, on a flight from the U.S. over to Egypt, how that sort of changed your life. Can you kind of, real quick and without not giving too much of your book away, because that's not what you want to do, but at the same time, just talk a little bit about meeting that guy and really how that affected your life.
Well, I think I was at a point in my life where I felt like I hadn't done very much. A silver medal in the Olympics is a great achievement, but it was not what I was wanting to get. I had no world titles, and I was kind of feeling a little sorry for myself, and I sat down next to a guy on a plane trip, and you never know who you're going to sit next to. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a really boring ride. But this gentleman had a great story. I don't want to give up too much of it because I hope the readers will read the book. But he inspired me to think differently about the way I was looking at my life as the way I was looking at my sport. And it really got me just started on this idea of controlling your attitude in spite of how your environment's going. And I think the players have a problem with that. Sometimes they tend to think about what they're thinking about is controlled more by what's going on, how they're playing, where they are on the cut line, or whether they can win or not, instead of having a consistent mental performance. And he really got me started on this idea. And there's an awful lot of philosophical kind of ideas about what he shared with me that was life-changing for me. And I'm hoping that the reader will see that too.
Lanny, you just sparked a question in me. You know, when we talk about, Russ and I mainly talk about golf here, and you're talking about things that you have control over, don't have control over, those types of things, and how that affects your performance. A guy like Sergio Garcia, when you hear him last year at the British Open basically blame everything, outside of his control on why he was not able to play well, when you hear something like that, do you say, man, this is a guy I really need to talk to?
It really is. You know, golf has, of all the sports that we coach, and we coach a lot of different sports, golf has more variables in it on the performer than any sport we've ever coached. But the mental game does not need to be a variable. The mental game can be a constant. And we teach a system that will allow people to run the same program all the time. Practice, competition, big competition, have a chance to win, out, have no chance to win. The key is when the player is disciplined enough to run a consistent mental system, they have a chance at mental consistency. When what they think about is tied to the environment, it's always going to be a variable for them.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by the 1976 gold medalist in shooting, Lanny Basham, who has authored the book Freedom Flight, The Origins of Mental Power. And after the conclusion of the interview with Lanny, we'll be giving away a free copy of Freedom Flight. And if you want more information about the book, you can check out the publisher Side Door Communications. Call 800-879-5079. And just to give you an idea of what some PGA Tour players think, Freddie Funk, who won his first career major just last week on the Champions Champions Tour, said that, quote, Freedom Flight is incredible. This story will grab you within the first few minutes. Freedom Flight and its lessons of mental power cannot help but impact everyone who listens. Enjoy this incredible story and learn that the mind can overcome things that you cannot even imagine until you read Freedom Flight, end quote. That's Freddie Funk. And Lanny, after you won that gold medal in the 76 Olympics, you became a mental coach and started coaching elite athletes, including golfers. In your over 30 years experience, what do you notice that separates the Tiger Woods, the Michael Jordans, the Michael Phelps, the elite athletes from the other athletes that maybe have just as much talent, but they don't get it done as often?
I think they define what works for them, and they duplicate what they've defined. What we try to help people to do is to, first of all, select a primary way of thinking. You have a primary way of holding a golf club. You have a primary way of standing, a primary way of swinging a club. Well, why shouldn't there be a primary way of thinking, a way that you have most confidence in, then having the discipline to master that, what you've chosen, and then simply duplicating what you've mastered? I think players are hesitant to identify or define what really works for them. The second thing is that they tend to overtry. Overtrying is the number one reason good players don't play well on the PGA Tour. And it is so prevalent a problem that almost every player overtries at least sometime in a tournament, and I fear that many of the PGA Tour players are overtrying all the time. That was one of my problems in 1972 that I had to change.
Lanny, Russ and I often, you know, we're not psychologists or anything, so we're just sort of talking off the top of our heads here. But we believe that golf is one of the few sports that is 90% mental or 80% mental, and really, you know, the physical part of it. Once you get to the elite level, we sort of just categorize these guys as all the same. But in actuality, is a guy like Tiger Woods, is his talent just so much better than everybody else's, or does his mental aspect really play that key a role, in your opinion?
Well, I'm not a psychologist either, and I really don't think that the middle game of golf has a whole lot to do with psychology. I think it has to do an awful lot with identifying what really works. I work with players pretty much as a competitor. What separates me from a sports psychologist is that I've actually used this system to win a gold medal in the Olympics, so I relate with them more as a competitor. I think what separates the elite performer is, first of all, they're very uniform in what they do and what they believe, and they stay with it. They find a program that works, and you don't see them deviating very much from that. Even when the swing's not there, when they're not playing really all that well, they don't throw it away and try to invent something else out on the course. That's one of the real key things. I think Tiger Woods is great in all his aspects, but certainly his mental game has got to be one of his great attributes.
It sounds like it's identify what you do well and what works for you, and then stick with it and do it over and over again, and don't deviate from that grand scheme. The book is called Freedom Flight, The Origins of Mental Power. You can check it out online. The website is freedomflightbook.com. What champions do differently and how you can, too. You can also call the 1-800 number, 800-879-5079. We're going to give away a free copy right now to the fifth caller. Fifth caller right now on the phone lines, 888-760-3776, gets a free copy of Lanny Basham's book, Freedom Flight, The Origins of Mental Power, 888-760-3776. Fifth caller right now. Lanny, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it. Good luck and continued success to you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
There he is, Lanny Basham, the author of Freedom Flight, The Origins of Mental Power.